You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to The Investor Show. This is your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And also, don't forget that bell notification to get new videos as they drop. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it.
What up, what up? It's your boy, Vigo Saatchi. This is The Investor Show, and you're checking in with the investor genius, Prince Dykes. Let's get it.
So this video is about, are CDs really worth it? Or, you know, what are CDs? And CDs are certificates of deposits, CODs, or whatever the case may be. So I'm here on bankrate.com. That's bank, B-A-N-K-R-A-T-E.com. No, it's not sponsored by them or anything like that. It's just a nice little site that compares financial products that I thought I'd use for this type of experiment. So I go to bankrate.com, and we're looking at CD rates for April 2019. So as you can see here, the number one rated one they have is a Goldman Sachs CD with a minimum of $500. You got to keep your money locked away for 1 year, and it's 2.7. Now, what is this a CD? A CD is a certificate of deposit, and it's pretty much like a savings account on steroids. What I mean by that is a savings account, one of the things about savings account, they don't pay that much. A money market, it pays a little bit more. But they don't pay that much because, you know, your money is pretty liquid, meaning you can go pull it out at any time. With a CD, you must go lock your money away for 6 months or a year, two, three, four, whatever the term is. And in return, by giving away your liquidity, by giving away the risk of being able to touch that money, you get a guaranteed return. Now, the positives of this is that you get a guaranteed return. You can't lose your money, things like that. But the downside of this is, you can't touch your money. You must lock away your money. You take away the liquidity. You can't touch your money for a year, two, three, four, 5 years without incurring a penalty or losing the interest that you were supposed to gain. So the good point, the advantage is you got a guaranteed return on investment. The downside is you can't touch your money. The other downside is inflation risk. When you lock away your money for a year, 2 years, or whatnot, if that money is not keeping up with inflation, you know, if that money's not keeping up with inflation, you're actually losing. The other thing is opportunity risk. What is opportunity risk? Opportunity risk means that, hey, while my money is locked away for this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, look at the opportunities that I could have done with other money. So for prime example, this says here it has a 2.7 in 1 year, which is pretty good. Now we got to look at the average inflation. The average inflation, you're looking at about 2 to 4%, right? So in 2016, it was 2%. 2017, it was, 2%. And, this year is going off. It's kind of standing at 2% in the last 2, 3, 4 years, right? Now, the opportunity cost is, we all know, the S&P 500 on average returns somewhere between 7 to 8%. Now, Prince, is it really worth it? I will say it depends on the person. For prime example, this is something that I think a CD is good for. So let's say if, hey, I have saved up $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100,000, and I'm going to buy a house within a year. I'm going to buy a house within a year, and I don't want to put my money at risk. If you leave it in cash, then you can lose your money to inflation. If you put it in a savings account, you're only going to get like 0.25. But I can throw it in a one-year CD and earn 2.7% without putting my money at risk. I lock it away for a year because I know I'm looking to use that money in 1 year. That's when I can see a CD possibly being worth it. Other than that, being a young man, I know some people like to use ladders, but due to opportunity cost, opportunity risk, inflation risk, I wouldn't use it due to, not keeping up with inflation and all the other things out there that I can put money in that can beat that 1 to 2% a year off of, other investments. So that's why it would be a no for me. So I hope that kind of helped you out. The good things that, the things that it's good for is like if you're a short-term person and you know you're going to need your money within a year or two, or if you hit that retirement age and you don't want to put your money at risk, but you kind of want it to grow in a way, better than a savings account, then it's a good deal for you. But anything else as an investment, I will probably say your name. But those are your pros and your cons to it. I hope that helped you out. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.